Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
And we're back.
Scared the shit out of you. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't. We'll see. I don't have a cool beginning to the pod.
And this is all wiped off, right? I don't have to worry about
it. Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Rashad definitely just gave the like, yeah, you're good. But like in the way where it's like he doesn't want to go out of his way because we started to say like, nah, this shit's never been wiped out. But he definitely did like that real quick. Like, yeah, man, just start talking. Yeah, man, we're good.
No,
we're
good. You good.
Eric, if you could pick your catchphrase on a show that you became like the Jaleel White of the show, you know what I'm saying? The Ari Gold, the character that people watch the show for.
Right.
If you could pick.
I don't even know, dude.
What the catchphrase would be? You don't even know.
I don't even know.
You need the show. You need like the whole setting.
Yeah.
How about this? You're a bartender.
Am I annoyed? I don't know yet. Like, what's my character?
You're a bartender.
Is he a fun guy? Is he like, you know? Is he
you're
divorced?
Annoyed? Well, it's you. You're annoyed. You're constantly being wrong somehow, but you've got a fun disposition about you, so you're able to like lighten up any.
I don't know what it would be. Probably maybe it's on shirts, that's you know. Just a lot of A's on shirts.
Montez didn't have one?
No.
They wouldn't let you get a catchphrase.
Yeah, they didn't want me to be, you know. They didn't want me to Jaleel White that show. You think they wanted me to Urkel that show? First of all, that's how I booked the part anyway, because I was a nobody. They didn't even know who I was.
That's right.
Oops, sorry about that.
Look at you with the old school classic ring.
I know. When I'm old school like that. And then I have to keep it on or I'll get in trouble. Man, the other day.
This business is 24/7, man.
Well, it's not even just that. I have a microphone on my doorbell is now one of those like Nest where you could see and hear.
The ring lighter.
Yeah,
no.
Ring one or whatever. It's not a ring. This is a Nest.
What is it? Yeah.
It's called Nest.
Oh, okay.
It's with Google. So anyway, my girl locks herself out. She's got to go to work. She left her keys inside and she's like standing out there. She's ringing the doorbell and my phone is on silent. So I'm just kind of chilling. She was furious. But I love it because it records video. So I actually have the video of her, how mad she was.
That's amazing. Look at you. You went back and rewatched the tape?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sent it to her, too. I said, I need to post this on Instagram. She was so mad.
I think I saw some of those videos when, like, Whitney was posting, like, sleepwalking, taking a pee in her driveway. And
yeah,
I was like,
some weird stuff.
Is that for real or is that for content?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Probably content.
When you were cooking, was that for shits and giggles or for content?
Just content.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing.
I got upset when people started doing cooking shows left and right, and then you started doing it, and it was awesome, because you're like, your banter with reading the comments is good. I like, you're one of those people I like, and I didn't realize this until, you know, I like being around you a lot, and chumming it up, and going to dinner, whatever, watching a movie, but just watching you do that, I was like, oh, Eric truly is the equivalent of asking Morgan Freeman to like read out of the phone book. You know what I'm saying? Where I was like, oh, I've just been watching you do that shit.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, chime in with something every now and then, and it just
becomes a thing though, dude. It's like, it's so, you know, then you go, oh, this becomes a responsibility. Like if you keep doing it, then it becomes like, well, now you have to do this.
Right.
And now you're the cooking guy. And I'm like, yeah. No, I'm just cooking because I'm cooking my own food now.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, let me just put it up on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Did you get any sort of people coming at you being like the same way? They're like, stick to politics. Like any like chefs being like, stick to comedy, man.
No, they actually, so many chefs hit me up to be like, we should start a cooking show. You know, like they want to.
That's amazing.
You know, they want to like, and it's actually one time I got on with one of the guys, said he was a chef. So I said, okay, went put him on with me. And I was like, so am I doing this right? And he was like, yeah. Just make sure you don't do that. You know? And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool, like learning from somebody.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, but I don't know. I mean, it's like, this has been a weird year, man. It's been a weird ass year.
Now that we're almost a year from it, I mean, truly, like I'm going to Dallas next weekend to the club at Hyenas where I was a year ago, truly, to when things shut down, when I started to see people canceling. Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was in Tennessee. I was at Chattanooga. You know, and I was...
Wow, did you ever think for a second, I'm going to have to live here?
Yeah. I thought I was going to have to drive home.
Oh, my God.
It was just a nightmare. No, and first of all, it was already... I love the guy that owns it. He's a cool dude, you know, but
here,
like...
Here we go.
Yeah. Let me pray. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm doing the qualifiers.
Look, Brian's got a big heart. He's a fucking... He's a decent guy. Wouldn't trust him around my kids.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, man. So, you know, my... Okay, so we already are scared about COVID, but we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay? So I get there, and then I think I'm staying in the hotel. I'm not. I'm still staying in their little condo. I get to the condo, and I see a sign that says, comics, please wash your dishes.
Oh, God.
I'm out.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so we're in COVID, and you think I'm trusting comics to clean all this shit properly?
Also, shouldn't that say, like, host? I was like,
I'm out. I paid for the hotel myself.
Good move.
Because you're right there. I just went to pay for the hotel myself. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll do this out of pocket. And then it was just a nightmare. And then like the next day, it was like, I'm hearing Bobby's hitting me up. Like, I'm canceling my shows. I'm in Denver. Yeah. I'm canceling. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, this is really happening. And then like even there, like I went to a restaurant and the lady was talking about how, oh man, I have all these events. I cater events and
they're all getting canceled.
I don't know what to do. And it's just like, I go, man, what's happening? Then I think, oh my God, are they going to shut down domestic travel? That was my first thought. They're going to shut down domestic travel and I'm going to have to rent a car to get home.
Wow.
You know, I'm driving home from Tennessee. Like, what a nightmare I thought that was. But it was fine. I got on a plane, got home. Then I was just like, all right.
Traveling was fine for a little bit after that. I remember I did a few.
I didn't do nothing.
Fly trips and it was, but there was just nobody on the plane.
And
was before, because the panic went from 0 to 60 real quick. And when I was like, oh, I'm going to stay in for a while, is when they were like, hey, there's no more sports. There's no more Christmas. And as a Jew, I was like, now, how does it feel? No, but when concerts got the kibosh, yeah. March Madness was big. That to me was like,
yeah, this is
what?
Real.
I was like, because there was no
even
man, like.
I had Clipper tickets.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I had Clipper tickets. And it was like, that was it. And I was like, what?
Yeah. By the way, no even attempt to try to.
They tried. They were like, you know, doing the games, and then like a game's going on. That's what really started it all, man.
Yeah.
What started the mass shutdown was that Utah Denver game. You know, Rudy Gobert.
Oh yeah.
You know, and then he's touching everything, being a dick. He's like, look, I got COVID. but then they let everybody out of the stadium, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And now we're just doing shit. It's all optics now.
Yeah, I never got to a point to where I did. Where I thought that, you know, because there was a time when it was like, we're going to have to wear masks for the next 20 years. The vaccine, maybe next year, maybe the year after. It was all like, maybe the year after.
I know.
And that seems so far away. Because even in March when it was like, you know, June, comedy clubs, and even talking to people at the store and the Laugh Factory, they're like, yeah, probably by July, August, but realistically, October. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
But then you get to June and you go, all right, a few more months.
Yeah.
And we've figured it out more or less. But
yeah. Now we don't. We haven't even figured it out. We just accepted that we don't know anything, and we're just gonna like, you know, we've all done different things. We're monetizing. You know, I went into gaming. You know, I just started gaming every
day. Yeah. Well, you're already a big gamer. You're the guy. Well, you have an Xbox on the plane.
Oh, yeah, right. But I'm saying I went into like streaming.
Yes.
I went to like, you know, I just transitioned to that, and then I started making money doing that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I'll just do this. You know, well, I just learned in the pandemic you have to monetize your personality. I mean, it was hard for me at first to not do comedy anymore for a while. It was really hard.
Because you've been doing stand-up how many years?
I don't even know at this point.
But you
2003.
But you're a lifer, dude. Right after your special came out, like you're back at, you just are committed to the craft. And it also, but it also shows, and it's also like, I don't feel like I ever see you taking like time off from it, which is just, I think, and you tell me this is how I feel about it. I'm like, I don't want to. There's part of me that just doesn't want to. So it's like, even if there's nights where I'm like, I should go to my friend's birthday party, I should whatever.
Yeah.
If people start to disperse early, I'm like, oh, I can still make that spot, or I could still do
that.
It's just in you. But also, you know, you're somebody that's just constantly coming up with shit, having experiences in your life or that you're observing or reading. So people like you, I get very curious about like how much of a... withdrawal did you have? Like some people I know were
huge
depressed, like legit.
Oh, no, I was super depressed.
Yeah, wow.
It was very hard. It was very, very hard to not have that outlet. Taught me a lot about myself Because that outlet on stage is, it's also like, you're feeling upset, I could let it out there. Or whatever's going on, whatever thing is happening in my life, I'm worried about my mom or whatever I'm worried about, the energy that is all in me can be expelled on stage. I can vent about something over and over and over again. I don't have to let things go. I don't have, like, all that stuff, comedy was there for that. And then it just went away. It was tough. Because then you start to go, you define yourself as a comedian.
Right.
You know, like, I'm a comedian. You know, and you feel some sort of, like, artistic ownership of, like, saying that, you know, you know? And then when that got taken away, I thought, I'm not a comedian. Like, I'm not, that's not all that I am. It's just something that I do.
Yeah.
Who am I? What makes me a comedian? Then you start to go, that's why I say people are now monetizing their personality. That's what you end up doing. That's what it all is anyway. You know, acting, any of it. But, you know, it's like OnlyFans. People are monetizing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's not even just, see, you would think that there's no personality in that, but there is. There's plenty of naked chicks that don't get any followers because they have zero personality.
Wow.
They're not selling that. I'm talking about personality on your face, personality on how you sell that nudity.
Yeah.
You have to have.
Even some, perverts have taste.
Yes, they do. They don't want to just see some like, that chick just looks regular. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Dude, but there's something about the ones, but that's acting, that's personality. So people are monetizing their personality. I did it in gaming. People are doing it in podcasts.
Yeah.
People are doing it like so many different ways and all these things. Like Clubhouse now, you got people making money doing Clubhouse. So it's like, that's what we've learned from this. So, but again.
And does it carry
it's
over?
Hard at first.
Right? Yeah. Or do you just jump back in? Because now, obviously, like we were just talking about pre-show, you got this big audition coming up. Callback test. Is it do you find yourself putting more eggs in the basket for stuff like that when the opportunities are fewer and far between?
Oh yeah, but see, for me, I just love feeling like I'm a part of the mix.
Yeah,
something about that, you know. I told my agent, I'm on the phone, agent, lawyer, the manager, they're on the phone talking about the deal and all this stuff, and you know and I'm like, I just feel like I'm back in the business,
totally.
You know?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
all. You know, so even though like, you know, it'll most likely be a no, you know what I mean? Like, I always think like that because that's how the business is. It's a lot of no's,
yeah.
Very few yeses. So, you know what I mean? So regardless though, it's like going through that process, you get yourself hyped, you go through it, you do it, you hope, you have, you know, all those emotions and feelings, that's a part of being in the business. And so then when it goes away, you have to learn how to manage your disappointments.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there, and I see you. Hey guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now, and if you're a little uneasy, I get that, and I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good, and it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision, and I'll tell you this much. They're the best in the game, okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils. The bath bombs make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of... It's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs, and it's not, because it's CBD. So, if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because they got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com, the promo code ALN15, to get 15% off your first order. Do it today, and start living and feeling the right way. And now, back to the episode.
Like, do you ever just look back and go, man, I got to play the fucking
cab
driver in Pauly Shore's movie?
I know, you just...
Which, by the way, you're fucking hilarious in that.
I was a cop in that one.
I thought it was a cab driver.
No, that was Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You know what's funny?
I'm starting to get more of those dad parts, too,
now.
No,
you know what's funny about that? It's like, I love when somebody is trying to make you feel like they actually watch the things that you do. But they make a reference. No. Because they make it like my buddy. So Michael Yo came with me to Arizona.
Oh, great.
You know? I just did Arizona. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Then my buddy.
We're talking about that because that was your first gig in a year, right?
So I did Michael's podcast.
Yeah.
And then he wanted me to come back on 2 days later because we were talking about Bachelor. And he had an ex-Bachelor from The Bachelorette, one of those guys. He goes, well, you got to come back in 2 days. So my other buddy in Utah, you know, he's saying, oh, yeah, it's good to hear from you. And he's like, love that new podcast that you're doing with Michael Yo. You know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, you're not really you saw some shit and you're just saying things.
Dude, that's a bold move.
I know.
Just to see something and just decide for yourself what it is and then say good job on that.
You know what I mean?
You have to do a little research. I've almost done that before too.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to.
So that just reminded me of that.
That's
hilarious. Like, cause you know, we're doing the thing. It's like, oh, I've been on, this reminds me of like you're on a local radio show in a town you're going to, and the guy's like, yeah, it's great that you and Pauly Shore were doing this thing. It's like, no, wrong movie.
Oh yeah.
Wrong movie.
You probably sure have done like what, five movies together
yeah,
now,
yeah,
right?
Some kind of nonsense, yeah. You know. No, that they was do, actually, but I do look back and I'll be like, oh, I got to do this and do that. But I appreciate the stuff, you know, when you think of it like that.
Because you say so many no's, and it is like if you were to sit down and tell anybody like truly what we've gone through to get to this point. I mean, if I were to. You, that's why you have to be so delusional, because the true, the amount of no's, it is overwhelming over the yeses.
Yeah.
But, and so what does keep you, like, let's say you don't get this show, and I wholeheartedly don't believe that's going to be the case just because of how also neutral you are about it and where you are and what you're doing and how you've kept yourself so sharp and like dialed in with comedy and who you are. I feel good vibes for it.
Well,
but knock on, yeah. But
knock
let's
on
say,
whatever
you,
this is.
But let's say you don't. What is it about what you're doing or what you've discovered about yourself that makes you go, all right, fucking on to the next one?
I don't know. I mean, it's just the nature.
I know, right?
Of
you
it.
Can't explain it.
I really can't explain it other than like I get a thrill. Like I said, I can explain it by what I've already said. You have to manage your disappointment. That's all that it is. So I don't mind getting myself super hyped and super excited. Then when it's a no, I manage that. I just go, okay, you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Just move on to the next. Take a day. You know, it's like it's equivalent to like a girl getting broken up with and she eats her ice cream and watches The Notebook. And then the next day she's like, I'm back. I'm back, bitch. You know what I mean?
I just need two scoops.
Yeah.
A little romance. Yeah.
So it's like it's that kind of thing. So I just learned how to manage the disappointment. But I like the game. I enjoy the game. That's the game. It's going to the audition and like conquering that.
Whoa.
It's like I get a thrill out of that. I get a thrill, and you know, because if you sit and think about it all the time, you'll go crazy. You'll be like, "What am I doing?" It's like when you go to a commercial audition. I was just, like, commercials are just like it's fun, right? But if you really sit there and think about it, they're seeing so many people. Yeah. Then they have a what I call an all back. You know what I mean? Or like you know, so it's like it's not even the callbacks are nothing now. They just go. They just bring everybody back again. And then you like even when you get like you know, it's like you're on a veil. You know what does that even mean? Because there's 15 people here.
They've pinned you.
It's like it's
15 guys.
There's 15 guys pinned. You know, it's like so. You know, but what I'm saying is I like every step of it.
Wow.
I like
keeps
that.
You going.
Yeah, it keeps you going. So like, and I love that. Like, that's why I love being a part of the business. So it's like for me, I get an email, Eric. Here's a audition. See if you're interested in the part. It's for a series regular. I don't care about that, like the part and the shit. I look and go, oh, series regular? Yeah. Okay. So this is like big time.
Yeah.
Then you practice it. And then if you get like, if they go, oh, we loved it. The producers want to see you. Every step of the way, I get a thrill out of that.
Whoa.
Every step of the way, I'm like, oh, I'm closer. And then when you don't get it, sometimes you just know why you didn't get it. It's like, oh, they gave it to this guy. I get it. Especially for me in my case, I'm like, they didn't want to go ethnic. Or they didn't want to go with my look.
Yeah.
You see who gets it. It's like, oh, yeah, white guy got it. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
You know? Or they want like some traditional looking black guy. You know, they wanted that guy, you know?
There's also the relationship factor, which I just want to get to that point too, where it's just like, and every and anything I'm going in on, I'm somehow have a tie to like the guy who's directing or producing that puts in a good word. But like that stuff only goes so far too, because it's truly.
It actually doesn't even matter, man. Because I remember I was like, I tested for like Tom Papa had a sitcom he was trying to do, and I was testing to be his best friend. You know what I mean? And it was produced by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Holy shit.
So you hear that and you go, well, that's going to get picked up. Of course it didn't get picked up. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. So to your point about relationships, like if you're Hollywood, you're CBS Studios.
You want to make anything those guys are doing.
You want to be like, I want to be in business with Ben Affleck. And you know, so yeah. Let's say yes to their show. They were like, nah. You know what I mean? So whatever it is.
See, I don't get that either. And is that because the show truly was Tom just like, did he bake one wrong loaf of bread for some network exec? Or was someone wanting to get off on like the, oh, Ben Affleck thinks he can just come make a show here?
Who knows?
You know?
That could be part of it. Who knows? People are crazy. This town is crazy.
When you're twitching, gaming, what would you call it?
Just gaming.
if you're telling your girl like, hey, I'm gonna be, it's gonna be a long night tonight. I'm gonna be on Twitch. Or do you go, I'm gonna Twitch. I'm gonna Twitch out.
She knows I'm gonna do. I always say I'm gonna go do my stream.
Gotcha.
You know. But my.
Well, that was my point. Maybe say I'm twitching.
My community, like, they know about her. They even have little. They have little gifts that you know that would rate. They says Rachel. Oh, she comes in the room and they go like, hey, Rachel. Everybody like know her. You know what I mean.
Are you talking shit? Are you answering fan questions?
I'm just being me, man. You know?
And what are the games?
I like to play Call of Duty. Like, I'm not like your normal streamer. Like, I talk shit to my fans. I they say something out of pocket, they're going to get told. I'm like, you at the wrong place. You think you at one of these streamers that like, oh, hey, thanks for being here. Oh, my God, thanks for the follow, bro.
Is that what a lot of them do?
Yeah, they're just fake, you know, because this is money. I have subscribers, you know. I got like 400 subscribers that pay money, you know. Dude. But I'll give them a timeout in a second. Well, nobody's immune.
What is your handle? Where do people?
It's just Eric Griffin Gaming.
And have you gotten on there with like? I know Dan Cook does it. I know Jeremiah.
Dan doesn't want to stream.
No,
but he didn't.
Oh, he just plays for fun.
But
on his
played
own.
With him. I was playing with him regularly for a little while, you know. And him and his buddy. I've played with Batch. You know, King Batch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jeremiah. I play with Bobby and his brother sometimes.
You get pretty into it? Are you competitive on that level?
Yeah, very competitive. That's why Bobby doesn't really want to play with me. He's like, you're too competitive.
You know What's the point of... Also, if you're playing a first-person shooter game and you're not competitive...
Don't get me started.
Who casually is just like, I'll kill that guy? Like, you got to be all in, right?
Yeah. So I do that. And then I just was like sitting around waiting to see if the world was going to get back to normal. I mean, it was really, like I said, it was really depressing to think like, and for me too, at my age, to be like, man, I've worked this hard to get to a certain point where I felt like now I'm in the groove, and they just shut it down.
Yeah.
And we don't know how it's going to come back, or even if it is going to come back. Yeah. And then what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucking driving Uber, and people will be like, Montez? You know?
Didn't I see this in an episode?
Yeah, just get in the car. Just get in the car.
Weren't you an Uber driver in that Pauly Shore movie?
Yeah.
Dude, when I went to Australia, I thought that was where everything was going to be. I didn't think anything was going to film back here for probably 2 years, just based on how things were out there and how it was still here. And then it just goes to show, you don't know shit.
We like, don't know anything.
They figured it out so relatively quick.
And
as
now
far as
we
like,
got this, like you saw yesterday with the Texas governor was like, we're open. We are, not only are we open, we 100% open.
Dude, this is like a strip club owner that they were like, all right, like they found some string of contract tracing from herpes from the chicken tenders. And he was like, that was one girl. We got rid of her. We're still doing it. And then I got to go to Texas on Friday and then next week. And I'm like, I already was going to be somewhat cautious about definitely like hanging out after. But now it's like, I mean... They've been waiting for him to just be like, fuck it, like, get out there. And I don't even know how much.
Well, you know, we'll know. Listen, it's going to be one of those things. Either he's right or he's wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's either going to be like, in 3 months, they're going to be like, well, it's the same. Or it's going to be like, oh, look what's happening.
Yeah.
You know? And then, but
he
if
did
he,
it or he was
But
a-
if he's right, I'm going to be mad. Because I'm going to be like, what did we do this for?
I know. So you, that's interesting.
They say, what did we do? Because I don't know what's happening in California. I don't know what we're doing. I don't get it. I don't know what the purpose of it is. And then you hear it's like politics. Everybody's got a theory. And so one guy said to me, he goes, well, you understand that like a lot of places are closed and they're actually getting government money. So they have no incentive to open. They actually like this, you know? Then there's people who were like on getting their unemployment. It was like, yeah, I'd rather get this unemployment than go work at my Friday's job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm getting more money from the, you know, there's that conspiracy theory of why we're still doing this. You know, I don't know. You know, there's other theories of like, well, they wanted all these businesses to shut down, so all the rich people came in and bought everything up. Like, you know, there's so many like,
whoa,
you don't know what's happening. It's like, but one thing I do know, that I don't know if we did all this for health. You know, I don't know if we're still doing this for health reasons. It just doesn't feel, I feel the politics in all these choices. Yeah.
This would be the opportune time for aliens to come down, I feel like.
I feel.
Do you believe?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
how you believe
can we,
in Bigfoot?
How can we be alone? You notice how you don't hear about Bigfoot and ghosts anymore because everybody's got cameras. Bigfoot's gone. You notice that?
Well, I never jumped in on the Bigfoot
conversation. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
Bigfoot's gone. There's no more Bigfoot because everybody goes like this. Oh, is that Bigfoot? Oh, no, that's actually a such and such.
Wait, how are you checking? Oh, taking a picture?
Yeah,
I thought you had like Shazam for Bigfoot.
No, I'm just saying like people because people are like, oh, look at that. Look at that. Like, that shit's gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't see ghosts.
Everybody's
you don't see,
capturing everything.
Yeah. And if it's
so, there's no mystery.
There's no more mystery.
Like,
yeah,
we might have seen.
Is that picture? Is that you know? Now that we know, it's
because if you're in the woods and you see a body that looks you know tall, hairy, and it's running, and you can't capture it, then it's fun to go back and be like, I think I saw him, and that's all those guys did. There's like,
yeah.
I think I saw,
and then a grainy picture is great. But back then, even easier to fake a picture because you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna take the picture. Like this, you run, you know.
Just, yeah.
And then the guy just goes, click, you know. And then when they're developing it, they'll just be like, they make it like, you know, I mean, it's probably easier to like, you know.
I just find it hard to believe that there are people out there that are like, oh, yeah? You think they just made up the idea for Harry and the Hendersons? You don't think that's based on anything? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You think some guy hit Sasquatch, brought him home? To
yeah,
live with his family
like that, you just go, yeah. And there's also a Hogwarts. You know what I mean?
You're a big Harry Potter guy, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know. So it's like, come on, man.
Are you?
Yeah. I love Harry Potter.
I also,
you know, but I like a lot of weird things. I like Twilight. I watch the Twilight movies
right.
all the time.
You know, I went to see the first Twilight because they were playing a trailer for The Heat during it.
Oh,
so my buddy and I went, and it was packed with kids, like 14 to 17, maybe younger, mostly. On this opening night, it was a lot of kids and their parents, and my buddy and we get pretty baked, and I was like, dude, we're pumped. We're like, dude, we can see myself on the screen for the first time because they were supposed to be playing the rated R trailer, and it wasn't that trailer. So now we're sitting there, and I was like, well, I've never seen these movies, and we're like, all right, let's stick around for a minute. They do the opening credits. I mean, all the names they're just screaming for.
Yeah.
And then the plot starts. This might be the first one or maybe the second one. It's 2013. And my friend's girl was with us, and I'm starting to try to follow it. And, like, you know, Taylor Lautner comes on, and everyone boos because he said, like, he couldn't be with, what's her fucking name? Jodie Foster's doppelganger. What's her name?
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah. And she's like,
Bella?
She's like, I can't be with you. And he's like, why? She's like, and then everyone, like, freaked out. And I go, what's going on? She's like, he's a wolf. She can't have the wolf baby. Or she's pregnant with the wolf baby, but doesn't want.
This is completely wrong.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Who fucking cares? It was so confusing.
I'm outraged right now. This is,
and I was trying to understand.
Just stop talking.
I go, she's got the wolf baby, but fucking.
There's no wolf baby. Stop saying wolf baby. Okay? You're pissing me off right now.
This is what she was doing to me. She goes, how do you not understand it? I go, this is the most confusing shit ever. But
it's
very entertaining.
It's a very romantic story.
It is.
You know? You know, we don't need no comments from the peanut gallery over there. It's a romantic story.
Break it down.
You know? But I mean, it's also a fantasy. It's a female fantasy
because,
you know, you have a guy. So you have a guy who's in an 18-year-old's body, who's at the maturity of a 150-year-old, who is intoxicated by your scent, who wants to protect you at all costs, who doesn't want to have sex before marriage. You know, it's all a fantasy.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Helix Sleep. That's right, baby. We're all sleeping during the pandemic, probably a little bit more, and hopefully better. But look, I have not been sleeping well, and the people at Helix Sleep reached out and said, we'd like to send you a mattress. We'd like to sponsor the pod. I said, fuck yeah. What do you got? So I ordered me a California King because I live in Cali and I'm a Burger King girl. I got this mattress. It was super easy. Sent it super fast, by the way. Opened it up, plopped it on the bed, and I've been sleeping like a goddamn king. It's unbelievable. Helix Sleep basically has a quiz that you'll take 2 minutes to fill out, and it basically will match your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you, for the way that you sleep. Now look, there's so many different mattresses to choose from. I took the Helix quiz. They matched me up with the perfect one for my body, and it's been a game changer. You know what I'm saying? My dog Pickles loves to sleep on it. My fiance loves it. It's just the best. I'm going to be ordering more because that's just the way I roll. I'm an impulse buyer when I love something. So if you're having trouble sleeping or you want to be sleeping better and you know you can, take the quiz. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz. Order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress will come right to your door, ship for free, and you don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. Helix is so dope, but you can't take my word for it. They're the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wired Magazine. So here's what I want you to do. Go to helixsleep.com/about. Take the 2-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I'm telling you, I only push shit that I love, that has been a game changer, and this is. Guess what? Helix also has a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. That's fucking bonkers. Risk-free for 100 nights. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I know that you will. So here's what you do. Helix right now is offering up to $200 off all the mattress orders and 2 free pillows for my listeners at helixsleep.com/about. That's helixsleep.com/about for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Quit sleeping on those old, soggy, wheat-thin stained mattresses at night. You deserve better, you look better, and you sleep and feel better when you get on a Helix Sleep mattress. So give yourself the upgrade. Treat yourself. There's nobody on the planet like you, so why would you buy a generic mattress built for anyone else? HelixSleep.com/about for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Do it now, baby. And now back to the episode. By the way, why are girls so pinned up on, like, vampires and...
I love the vampire genre.
But, I mean, as far as, like, being attracted to them and the whole, like, is it the bad boy thing? Or
no,
vampire?
I think it really is about all this thing. It's about eternal beauty, yeah. You know, and everlasting love. And that part of it is, too. I mean, even Dracula, the story of Dracula itself is a romantic story. You know?
Is it really?
Yeah, Dracula loses his love. You know, his wife thinks he dies in the Crusades, and she throws herself off of a tower. When he gets back, he finds out that his wife has killed herself for him. He curses God because he was on a crusade, and God punishes him by making him a vampire. And then he spends his whole life now, only way he can live is to drink blood. And the lack of his love. And then his love is reincarnated 200 years later. And now he tries to make her, the reincarnation of his love, fall for him.
Whoa.
I mean, Dracula is a very romantic story.
Complex. Yeah, I thought it was just some pervert who was trying to suck on girls' titty blood. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a lot of the vampire stories are, a lot of it is about love and that kind of stuff. And this genre that they have now is like, you know, you take Harry Potter. You know, so now there's like hundreds of books about, you know, these like copycat authors that, you know, it's like a, you know, a vampire school, and they combine them. And so, you know, vampire school, it's like a magic school. Yeah. It's a witch school. Yeah, it's like, there's just a lot of them. So
would you, you'd want to be in one of those for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play like the teacher at one of those.
Something, anything. I always wanted to be like ugly vampire. like I'm the janitorial staff. Yeah. Like, I wasn't supposed to be changed.
Yeah.
And they kind of push us under the rug. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But we need these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you miss, what do you miss most about the clubs? I was going to ask you this right out of the gate.
Well, you know, I if you asked me this a year ago, 6 months ago, I'm saying you were already in it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I better be like, oh, the people and all this stuff. But then what I realized is I don't miss the people at all because most of these people aren't my friends. I know they're not my friends because not one of them hit me up. I realize these are hallway relationships, a lot of
them. Wow, yeah. Actually, a pandemic, that's such a good point. If someone early on in the pandemic also doesn't hit you back, you're dead to them.
Oh.
Like, and that, because there's no excuse.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, man, sorry I didn't hit you back. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, bitch, oh, cool, you ain't doing shit.
But where are you tomorrow? In the bedroom.
Yeah, man. Don't even,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, I talk about actually this very thing on stage because,
oh, great.
Because it's like what I realize is the pandemic has made people, we've made ourselves have to be honest with each other now. And you know, we're really qualifying our relationships. Really, like, you know, it's like if somebody says, hey, man, you busy tomorrow? Why are you asking me that? You going to make me tell you I don't want to hang out with you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to make me say the words, nah, man, I don't.
I got no time for you.
I don't got time. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what it is, too. It ain't about I don't got time. It's I don't want to hang out with you.
By the way, that goes for everything. Anytime someone says I'm, because guess what? And I get into it with reps and have, and it's, you know, probably to a fault at sometimes when they're like, I'm busy. And I'm like, we're all busy.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy.
I actually reject the concept. I reject the concept of I don't have time.
You're choosing to not make time is all it is.
You always make time for the things you find important, period.
Who said that?
Me, just now. So I don't care about, like, so now I know. And now I know because I'm that guy too now. You know, somebody's like, hey, we're doing this thing. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
You're straight up with that, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like you're real. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like at this point, you're just like, nah, I'm a homebody.
Wow. Yeah. Did you get to find some people who you didn't think you were as close with pre-COVID that have like reached out more? Or?
I love the people that, anybody that reaches out, I remember.
Yeah.
Joey Diaz has called me 3 times during COVID.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Just to be like, hey, brother, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? And I've reached out to a few people. I've seen a few people, but I'm like, all right, I get it. And then there are people on the list that you're just like, all right, it's just so many people you realize too. Then you go, you got to, you know, I tried to hit up Brad a couple times. He, you know, he's a baby. You know what I mean? And it's like he's dealing with that. It's like, you know, but then there are people, you know, on the peripheral, you just go, all right, I'm going to get around to seeing this person. But if I do hit him up, if we do talk, I know it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are
it's
you?
Like, it's like we went to dinner that one time and we had plans to like, let's get our girls.
Yeah.
You know, and then the world went crazy.
Yeah. Which we still should do.
Yeah, we should do it.
Because just you, some of the, what was the video you just posted with her? It was it her birthday?
Yeah.
So sweet. Do you like birthdays? How do you feel about them?
I feel
for yourself and for celebrating for somebody else.
I like birthdays now because of my girl. You know, because
great point.
You know, that's why, because you know the holidays and stuff are about who you're celebrating them with.
Yeah.
You know, so we went, you know, I took her to this downtown sushi restaurant because they got like, it's open air.
Yeah.
You know, that dog and pony show they have to keep doing until the whoever the new governor is going to be when we get Newsom kicked out.
1,000%.
You know, they're going to be like, we're going to open 80%. Here's how we're going to do it. It's just be safe. That's all.
I know.
Just like be safe. But don't tell me that going into restaurants is making people sick because there's no proof of that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and then so this food that's getting delivered, how are they making the shit? Are they making it, aren't they making it in the restaurant? you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Yeah. So anyways, I've just learned a lot about, you know, that's why I'm engaged, because we work through all the nonsense fast track, because that's what COVID did.
When did you guys get engaged?
Just recently, like you know, a few months back.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, since I've already.
It's amazing.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Let me. And I had to tell this to Amir K.
Also, right response.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but let me
get
tell you.
Get excited for you.
Let me tell you what happens.
Yeah, man. We'll see.
Let me tell you what happens. All right? So I remember when I booked I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah.
When I booked I'm Dying Up Here, when I found out, I was in my living room. I was jumping around for joy.
You were.
I was calling my friend, the people, my mom. I did it. All right? So now, everybody that I saw after that, like I saw Amir K and he was like, congratulations on the show. And I was like, yeah, man, thanks. You know, it was cool. Yeah. You know, he's like, oh, what's wrong, man? You can't. Oh, so should I celebrate at what level should I celebrate for you?
Oh, wow.
How should I celebrate for you?
Because guess what? If it's too much, you're going to be like, Jesus, this guy fucking have a slice of humble pie every now and then. You know?
My thing is like, I don't need to celebrate for you.
Yeah.
I already celebrated for me.
Whoa.
It's for me.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But people are needy in that way.
Yes.
Where they need you. They need, like.
So like you're asking me like, oh, you got engaged? Like, yeah. I've already done it, man. Yeah. We already had our moment. You ain't a
guess
part of it.
Guess who I had the moment with? Who I'm engaged to.
Yeah. You ain't a part of it. Everybody wants you to like give them a piece of the joy that you got. They want you. So I got to be like, guess what? I got to die.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. You got to give me cigars. I got to pass cigars with me at all times.
You do. You should.
You know? So it's like.
How did you do it? Or did she do it?
Actually, listen. This is an unconventional.
Oh, God. You had one of your Twitch streamers do it.
No. I haven't done that yet. Because.
Done what? Asked her?
No. I haven't asked her with a ring yet. I got her a promise car.
Wait a second. Okay.
I got her
changing the game.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. But I got her a promise car because I said to her, I was like, listen, we ain't going
to
get married right away. You know,
you
and I know what kind of ring you want, but like, I'm not working. I don't know what work's going to look like. So let's chill for a second. I'll get you the ring you want. All right. I will. You know, and I show her the account that I save money in. I go, is that good enough yet? She goes, not yet. Keep going. So we have an unconventional thing.
I love that, dude.
But like, I'm in. We're in. She lives with me. You know what I mean?
That. She's dope.
Yeah. And like she was living with her parents, right?
Right.
So then she just shows up. You know, my parents, because she was working, her parents were like, and they were worried about COVID. So her mom, they basically kicked her out. Like, yeah, you got to go stay with Eric. What am I supposed to say?
I mean, I don't know. That
you know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, the girl shows up, like, yeah, I have to stay here. What am I supposed to be like?
Actually,
we should discuss it.
Yeah, get tested first, and the tester, who knows when that's going to come back.
Well, they kicked you out.
Oh,
you know what
my
I mean? So
God.
So it was like, we just had to, it was like one of those things where it was almost like one of those reality shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what happens when your girl just comes over and she's living with you? It's like, and then what happens a year later? Well, we worked it out.
A relationship up. What's the show called?
I don't even know.
Up a Notch?
Yeah, something like that.
Take this relationship up a notch.
Yeah.
Also, just hijacking your living situation. How much of the moment?
That's why I moved
with her.
Yeah, I actually moved too.
So from the last place that did the podcast at?
Yeah,
gone?
I moved. That's gone. I moved.
Oh wow.
I'm in a much nicer place. It's more expensive. It's killing me. But you know what?
Worth it, dude.
You know it is worth it because you know what you're
building that life with her.
But it's not even about that
all
so
right.
much. That's part of it, okay. Obviously, yeah. Right? But a lot of it has to do with COVID did this to, and it's doing it for everyone, man. You were sitting at home looking around at your place, like, wow, my place sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in a quarantine in California, you might be looking around like, damn.
Rogan's probably not.
What? Yeah. Not. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that's why rich people need to shut the fuck up.
I know.
Talking about like, you know, stay at home with your mask and be safe.
Whoa,
like, yeah.
Man, you're fine.
In your palatial palace. Yeah. You're telling us how to live. But everybody else has to work, pay their bills, make sure their mortgage is paid, make sure their kids can go to, you know, food in the table. Like, all these things that, like, you know, it's like, is that more important? It's like you have health concerns versus like living concerns, and they were clashing, you know?
So you put a bigger, you wanted a better place to live because she was going to be with you, or had you already been thinking
she
like-
She hated my place.
Well, that
also,
doesn't help. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, and I was like, okay, this is annoying. And it wasn't going to work, just keep saying, hey, look, let's save money. My rent's a certain amount. We can save, and then we can like get, you know, I realized, for what?
And it's not a compromise because it's not like you, because some people could look at that and go, oh, cool. So your girl made you spend more money and get a cool place. It's like, it contributed to me thinking that way. And guess what? I'm glad that happened.
Yes.
Everybody needs a kick in the pants for some sort of a life change.
Yeah.
And guess what? Dudes on a whole are in need of that.
Yes.
We just,
it's so easy to be like, we have our same shoes. We have our favorite jeans.
Yeah. We're paying this much. We're saving money on this so we can buy more Twitch controllers. That's not for you. All right, let's move. You know what
I'm
saying?
Dude, I'm packing to go to Arizona. She goes, how many underwears are you taking with you? And I go, 4. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? What, bitch? You know what I mean? Like, why you on my shit? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So
by the way, check it. I'm flying in Thursday, so I got underwear on. Okay, so that don't even count as the Thursday underwear.
That's backup Thursday.
That's backup Thursday. That's extra. Okay, and so those are bleeding into Friday.
Yeah, there's one emergency pair, right?
Right. And I'm telling her too. Like, and by the way, Friday's underwear, they gonna go into Saturday. Every dude knows what I'm talking about, so don't judge me. So she sees this and she's like,
"Oh my God!"
She's like, "Are you kidding me?
Oh.
You have to have a morning underwear she's throwing underwear in my bag, and I'm looking at her and I'm like, "This is making me better."
Yeah,
because it's these kind of things that like something
you don't think about as
you don't
a dude.
Even think about it. It's not even a thing. She makes me take a shower every night. You know what I mean?
That's a big move.
Like, she wants me to have a shower, but like, yeah, you need to take a shower every night. I don't care what time it is, but before you get into bed, you have to take a shower.
Women are like caregivers for men in a certain regard. But also, again, they just open you up to things. Even like, you know, my fiance, She'll do things in the kitchen, like put it, organizing things in certain drawers, and then I'll come in and just take a lighter from lighting the candles or a blunt or something and just put it in the thing. And she's like, really, the lighter in the silverware drawer? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Said nobody ever. Hey, yeah. Put it over here in the drawer where that, and then I was like, oh, yeah. Or putting a can of soda in the on top of the you know, like fruit in one of the compartments in the door of the fridge, and just stupid shit where I'm not thinking, and then she'll just, and now I'm thinking about that stuff.
Well,
or being cluttered, it's like,
well, see, we're messy, her and I are messy, but when it's time to be clean, she'll whatever she used to do, you
whoa.
Know, it's like when a friend comes over, she has to pretend like she's hilarious. Susie Homemaker.
That's amazing.
So I always say to her friend, like, you need to come over more often so we can,
that's,
you know,
so funny.
But you know what it is, man? I'm at an age now where I've just figured out, you know, it's like you can have two things, right? There's two choices. Do you want a happy relationship or do you want to be right?
Because
you can't have both.
Fuck it. That is the truth. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in below-the-waist grooming for dudes. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide, and today we have an exclusive offer for my ALN listeners, 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code ABOUT20 at manscaped.com. So look, if you're a dude and you got balls, you're probably not taking care of them like you should be, because most dudes don't. I know I haven't for a while, and then Manscaped hooked me up with a bunch of tools from their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. My balls honestly have never felt better. It's tough to not just touch them during the day. They gave me the lawnmower trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, because we've all had them. Had one in the 8th grade and 2 hours ago. Psych, I don't anymore, because I got the lawnmower trimmer from Manscaped. They also gave me these insane products like, oh, I don't know, the Crop Preserver, which is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Look, you put deodorant on your pits, why shouldn't you put it on your balls, which smell worse than your pits? One of my favorite items is the Crop Reviver. Thank God for this thing. It keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. Balls always stick together. Dudes, you know it forever. They're spooning night and day, and it sucks. The razor has an LED light on it for a more precise shave, and it's waterproof, so you can do it in the shower. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit also comes with a pair of high-performance boxer briefs that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day long, and a travel shed bag to store all your grooming goodies. So go to manscaped.com right now and enter the promo code ABOUT20 to get 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. I'll thank you. Your girlfriend, wife, partner, dude, dog, brother will thank you. Better balls means a better man. And now back to the episode.
Okay, so like, why am I sitting here being like, I don't need to take a shower. I took a shower earlier. I'm fine. Why? What is this fight about? Just go take a shower.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, it's like Instagram. she didn't like, don't like pictures. Why are you liking girls' pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the end of it.
Totally.
Because it's like when I drive down the street and I see a billboard, I don't pull over, climb up on the billboard and be like, ooh, I like this. You know what I mean? I got to check. Ooh, check like.
Let me sign my name so people know that I like that.
That I like this Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I drive by and I go like this. Nice.
Yeah.
That's how I look at Instagram now. If I'm looking, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's window shopping. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now does she see certain? Has she ever seen? Has she ever seen accounts or people popping up on your thing and be like, why do you follow that person? And you're like,
yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Well, that was before.
Yeah.
I had that conversation. Dude, and this is
so now so you know what I do? Unfollow. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. There's no
it doesn't matter.
And by the way,
I started to look and I go, why am I following? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you know,
why does that need to be popping up?
I used to just say, oh, like if a girl follows.
Yeah.
This is a part reason why I would follow people.
But it's not worth explaining this logic pre the
right,
girl.
Right.
Being like, it's rude of me to unfollow these titty pics now because I've been giving support for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. And you want me to send her a message and explain why I unfollowed her? And it's
they'll be like, I see you unfollowed me. I'm like, I got a girl now. She doesn't like this.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
Like anytime, I always say, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't like any woman out there, like, don't act like you don't get
it. Yeah, I know. Right? Come on, yeah.
They know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But even with that, you just unfollow. So, like,
it's
what
easy.
I'm saying is, like, it's like, it literally is, why am I fighting?
Totally. And it does make, so it's also making you, you know, just be clear about, I guess, like, who you are also. And also, it's small things that do bleed into other habitual routines, right? Like, even just thinking more about maybe more underwear to take. It's just like now you're just a little bit more conscientious of packing in general, right? And things that you need have around the house. Like, why do I have all of that? Or why do I?
Yeah, like she was like she was calling me a hoarder. She was like, "You look at all these things. What? Why do? You, why you keep it? Like I used to like.
What do you hoard?
Like the glass that the candle comes in.
Yeah.
When it burns down, I think, oh, this is a nice glass now. This is like a milk.
To do what with?
You know, you could drink milk out of this. Whatever. You know what I mean? Wash it.
No, I don't. Erica, wait, what?
You ever had a nice glass that a candle's in?
Oh.
When the candle burns out, now I have.
Okay, so you're talking about a tiny candle you put into a tall glass.
No, sometimes candles come in glass. They burn in glass.
Okay.
So when it's done, I'm like, well, I want to use this for something.
Okay.
And she's like, it's done. Why are you keeping this?
I feel like I'd have to see it.
What are you talking? Any candle comes in glass. The nice ones. Look, you got this TV money now. Your candle game. Your like, candle game. That, dude, that rock candle game. You got that. You got a candle guy now, right?
Well, this is also my candle money. And this is another thing that what a girl helps with. I'm an impulse buyer, right? I go to Rite Aid. I might drop $50 on candles to have for however long. Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Where's so like this. See that right there?
Yeah.
When that candle finishes burning, that's a nice glass.
Not to drink milk out of.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe I put my pens in it.
Okay.
You know? Maybe I'm going to put the keys in that now.
Fine. Yeah. But once you start talking about like sucking beverages out of candle wax,
you
residual.
Wash it. If you put soup in one bowl one day, that same bowl you put cereal in. Your logic, I'd be like, you can't. Ugh. You mean you're putting cereal in the soup bowl?
Sounds like my sitcom.
Yeah.
That's your fucking catchphrase on my sitcom.
Ugh. You know? So come on, man. You guys are acting like I'm crazy.
Wait, do you... okay, so candles is a thing you... The glasses you hoard. What does she hoard that you don't like?
She doesn't hoard anything.
Yeah.
That's other than like adding new
Woman
clothes.
Stuff, yeah.
Adding new clothes to things.
Yeah.
And she just likes buying like, you know...
Is she the reason you start eating healthier and like grooming up a little bit more?
Yeah, because... I'm going to be an old dad, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. That's
wow,
right.
Yeah.
When my kid is 20 years from, if I have a kid now, in 20 years from now, I'm going to be old as fuck. So I was like, I need to like start taking care of myself. I need to make sure that I can live, you know, because this is what we want to do. She wants a family. She, you know, so I was like, okay. And I made it a point. So I was like, the whole process is making me a better human being.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? I'm like, okay.
So funny how you just can go so long without seeing that. Because you're just like, and it hasn't made you lose any momentum or enthusiasm for work, right?
No, not at all. And I'm actually glad. You know what? This has been depressing and everything else, but it was also been the best year of my life because of my relationship with my girl.
Yeah, likewise.
You know what I mean? It's just been like, and I reprioritized. Like, no, I don't need to go to this 10 p.m. Comedy Store spot. No, I want to have dinner with my girl. No, I don't need to like, you know, do I need to go to that shit club in shit town? USA, I'll
say the name of them real quick.
So you can get those gigs? Yeah. You know, you heard what Eric Griffin said about your club.
This dude, guy, I'm, he ain't shit. I'm Wait, how did you like being back in the club? Because I was getting nostalgic looking at your videos. Because
the whole process was like, I was nervous at first. You know, the whole thing was nervous. Okay, so, and by the way, I was more nervous about my set than I was about getting COVID.
Wow.
Okay. So that's just right off the top. Because
as it should be.
I've had four COVID tests. I look at the numbers. I'm seeing like who's dying and who's not dying and the percentages.
You like
and,
your odds.
And I'm like, I like my odds. Okay. Yeah. So you can say what you want. The people that politicize it, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Okay.
Which is kind of how it should be. I remember I was with Divine maybe 2 months in. We're up. It was the first person I'd seen in a minute up on his little patio, smoking some pot, looking out the view. And we were just both like talking about our expectations for our levels of concern and precautions to take. And we're both like, yeah, he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I was like, me neither. Other than like, this has been our first seeing somebody in a while. And then we both looked at each other and we're like, yeah, if we get it, I was like, do you think you can beat it? He's like, yeah, I feel good. I was like, yeah, me too. And then like one of us took a hit and coughed really hard and was like, all right, maybe it'd take me out. Maybe I don't know what's going on in here. I haven't checked
yet. Yeah, we don't know. I mean,
but you just decide for yourself,
you
like your level.
For yourself,
so
man.
You're at the club, and once you get around all the stand-up elements, was it just like,
yeah,
what did it
like,
feel like?
Well, the whole process, though, was like, you know, getting on the plane, And I was worried about that. I hate wearing masks.
You do, yeah.
I hate it. Yeah. But, you know, you do it. I do it. Yeah. But I hate it. Yeah. I don't have to like it. You know what I mean? It's like, and then like, so now we're at a time, too, where the optics of going on the road is okay now. Because a lot of people don't go on the road, not because they, for safety. No, because the Twitter mob is going to make you feel bad. That's why
you
people.
Think?
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people are going back.
Yeah, why but not? Those people, there are people that at a certain point were like, look, I don't care because I got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
But there are certain people, like at a certain level, like Adam, he don't need to go do some show where people be like, why do you have all those people there?
Totally.
You don't care about people's health and safety?
Totally.
So like there is a, see, that again, that has nothing to do with health so much as it has to do with optics. You know, that's politics.
Wow.
Okay? And go fuck yourself. You know what I mean?
I know.
So anyway, we're past it now. Because now we're at a point where it's like, okay, it's been a year. The government money is shutting down. You know, people got to make a living. All right. Okay. It was first 3 months. Okay. I'm with you. I can survive. It's a year now. I got to live my life.
Yeah.
So I think people are more accepting of like that. People are going out there. Just be safe. We're taking precautions.
Also with kids, it's like, all right, let's just send our least favorite back to school.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do with that?
I mean.
You know what I mean?
That the at home schooling is, I mean, I don't even know.
It must be a nightmare. I was saying on stage, just admit, who hates their kids? Just admit it.
Yeah.
Just admit it's fine. Yeah. They're not here. You know, so I went, so I got on the plane, all that stuff. I get to the hotel, you know, the guys there pick me up, you know, I get to the hotel and now I feel like, oh, I made it. All right, I made it.
Were you able to enjoy all the little nooks and crannies of the experience yet?
No, but not yet. Not till I got there and I went down and I went inside a restaurant. And that was the moment that I was
like.
Yeah,
you did a little story and you were like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I'm in a restaurant again, guys. You know, I felt institutionalized, man. Yeah. I felt like, I said this on my podcast. I mean, I felt like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption, you know? I didn't know how to act inside the grocery store. Like, can I go to the bathroom, boss? You know what I mean? So I went inside the bathroom and I was like, get busy, Lizzie. You know what I mean? I wrote it on the.
That's amazing.
So it was like, so after that, I was like, all right. And then I was worried about my set.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I got on stage, I prefaced it. I said, guys, I got my notebook here. You know, it's my first time being out of town in a year. But by 10, 15 minutes in, man, it was like I never left. You know, I just was like, because I've been working on it. I've been remembering things and writing things down, had some thoughts. And I felt like I had a really great time.
So, how was it received? Good.
Yes, for the most part. I mean, I have one because I do some transgender jokes, and then like, there was somebody like tweeted at me, just, I am so disappointed and I'm hurting. Blah, blah, blah. And I was mad about it. I shouldn't have responded because I was like, you're unfairly categorizing me. You know, you're weaponizing your sensitivity against me. You know, because that's what it is. Cancel culture is just weaponized perspective. Okay, and with no details or context.
Just, I don't like how you made me feel.
And so everybody should hate you.
Whoa.
That's what cancel culture is.
Yeah.
I don't mind that people are sensitive. I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay? But what I do mind is that when we take that out of context with a headline and ruin someone's life.
Yeah.
You know, so
also you're a professional comic. That's what I just don't get at this state in the game where people go, they come at you. It's like, do you not know that their whole point of what I was saying was to be funny, not to be hurtful, to be funny?
I always say, this is my new thing. I say, Adam, this is my new phrase. There's going to be
podcast for your fucking catchphrase.
There's going to be a butt of the joke. Sometimes that butt gets slapped. Sometimes you like it. Sometimes you don't.
Was that a fucking Kit Kat jingle or something?
But there is going to be.
You're right.
But there is a butt of the joke. All right. No matter, even whatever point, even if you're being some positive point, there's going to be somebody that's going to be the butt of the joke. Okay. Now, my thing is this. What I can't stand is, why assume ill intent? Mm. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Why is that
when
your
the
assumption?
Whole point is to, you're at a comedy,
you know what
show.
I mean? Like, at first, there should be some leniency for that. There should be like, all right, I didn't agree with how you said that.
Or I didn't understand completely.
But instead obviously, you mean for us to have a good time.
And if you are going to assume, if you didn't understand it, but you heard some trigger words, or because you are a little bewildered about what was described, and you go, and you, here's what happens a lot too. They decide early into the bit that they don't like what's being said, so they don't even listen to the end.
Yes.
And then they hear something about something, maybe, and that's a transgender, and they're not even listening, and then they hear laughs, and they go, this motherfucker thinks
he can...
See,
here we go again, boom, 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 boom. It's like, you know, when you have like a pyramid of what you could talk about, the only people that can get bashed just bashed. Straight white males, okay? They're at the top of the list. You could say whatever about them. You could, and then everybody in the crowd is going to be like, ah, make that straight white male short. We have a whole other story, okay? Make that straight white male, he's got a lisp. We got a different story.
Well, I mean, if you got a lisp, man, like, you were put on this earth for to make people smile. And you know what? Like, good on
you. You get my point, though.
I do, man.
So
I,
as you whittle it down and you start to go, like, you know, and then it's like, so now you have this thing where, like, there's this huge discrepancy between straight white male and then women, okay? Just all women, right? For some reason, 50% of the population can't take a joke.
Yeah.
Like, what? What else? You're hilarious.
Yeah.
Emotional. The way we respond, the way we interact with each other, as you know, it's like, it's fun. It's funny. That's why we talk about it. You laugh, we laugh. But like, all of a sudden now it's this thing where it's like, well, now you're bashing. You hate women. You this, whatever it is like that. It's like, well, there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
It's either men or women.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I've found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more, unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I've found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code AboutLastNight. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. And get 10% off your first month with promo code AboutLastNight. And now, back to the episode.
You know, now we have gender fluid and whatever category you want to be. So now we have men, women, and you can't even talk about those other people, because then you're like,
who decides that?
What if whoever wants to decide what they want to decide, I'm fine with it. But what I'm saying is this: when you walk through the door, see, I'm the kind of person, I like to talk about everyone.
Yeah. And you do.
I'm giving everyone the business. To me, that is respect to you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not letting you off the hook. I'm making you a part of the fold. No one is immune. I had a dude on my show one time, paraplegic, or whatever it is from the neck down.
What, he screamed that?
He's in his, you know, he's in his chair. Yeah, you know, the person with him, and he something happened. I was like, man, what the fuck's up with you? You know. and then I started talking about him, and I could tell he was really enjoying it.
Yes.
And then the lady came up to me afterwards, and she was like very teary-eyed, because she was like, thank you
for treating him like a person.
For treating him like a person.
and not look, not seeing him and going, I don't know what to say. That's, I shouldn't, off limits, off limits.
Yeah, this is, everything's off limits.
And guess what? He sees that and just goes, oh, fuck, man.
Right.
I'm a distraction.
But then, but then other people like want to be like, no, you know, we've gone through enough. So we want, when we come to this comedy show, we only want to hear about the other people.
Yeah. And no, guess what? That could have gone the other
you're
way.
You're funny, too. Yeah. The thing about it is, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's, the whole thing's funny. Caitlyn Jenner, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't think that's funny? Like, that, what we're dealing with right now? But no, it's all looked at in, like, as if we're...
It's taking it too seriously. It's taking everything too seriously.
Dude, did you see Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, my God. Google it. Pull it up.
Rashad.
Taylor Swift... is mad at the show Ginny and something or other because they made a joke. One of the jokes in the show was, you go through men like Taylor Swift. And then she tweeted about, like, this lazy writing, blah, blah, blah. This from the chick that has a song,
wait,
we are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together.
Her songs are breakup songs.
Like,
maybe don't be... Hey,
the real point is, it's just a joke. It's like, they think to themselves, she could take this. She's a public figure. No, she turned it into like...
Todd Hall is facing backlash after being accused of defending Taylor Swift by slut-shaming other people. I can think of a few pop stars who run through men, women like it's cardio, and one of them, and no one mentions their names.
This is what it's turned into.
Oh, God, dude.
Her whole thing is like...
Just shows to show you, no amount of money, fame, success...
Stop sensitivity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I wish it did.
And now, you want to talk about weaponizing cancel culture? She's got a nuclear bomb of cancel culture weaponization right there.
Yeah, dude.
With her 100 million followers.
Yeah.
Guys... I don't like that. Go.
Send go.
You know what I mean? Hey, guys, I'm mad. What? You know, and then they're just like, yeah. It's like the fucking monkey.
Girls.
It's like the monkeys in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now little girls are freaking out because their mom's like, sweetheart, Christine, come down for dinner. You don't understand, Mom. Taylor's upset.
Yeah.
She's like, but you don't know her.
To me, it's irresponsible. To me, it's completely and utterly irresponsible.
It'll never stop, though.
It'll never stop.
And it's why this country's great, because you get one end of the spectrum.
That's true.
But there was a time. Remember when American Idol? Remember when the auditions? When everyone collectively could get on board and see somebody come in with like a Dr. Pimple Popper worthy fucking, you know, foot cleft lip, some fucking like I'm gonna sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion,
and they sing
and Simon's
terribly.
Like, you sound like you suck on feet. Full time, and I bet your parents divorced while you were still in the womb. And we go, I bet they did. Boy, Simon's a comic. We should pass him at the comedy store.
Simon's being real, right?
Simon's being real.
He would never be able to do that now.
Now
he's whatever shaming.
Guess who's the Simon now? Katy Perry. They're trying to make. I watched the auditions with my mom. I was in Seattle because I go for this exact point. I go, oh mom. I go first episode. I go, we got to watch it for the auditions.
It's too dramatic. She goes, it's too dramatic this year.
Katy Perry's just like, here's their version now of the Simon. Ready? Somebody will come out. And by the way, hey, I'm going to sing My Heart Will Go On. That guy's not even there anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now it's just like some guy with a weird outfit. And they're like, look at this fucking psychopath, you know? And Lionel Richie's just like, what are you going to do for us? I don't do voices.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so Katy just, the kid comes in and then sounds awful. And they just cut to her and she just goes, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And that's their like commentary on this guy sucking. Yeah. Instead of.
It's crazy.
Instead of somebody like sticking it to you. And guess what? Probably helping that person out a little bit more like they did back in the day when they are a little.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
You don't have to help people.
Yeah, you're right.
No, no. This is a competition show and you're garbage. Okay? You know what I mean? And how about this too? How dare you bring your bullshit to a thing. We're trying to find the American Idol.
You sang in the shower twice?
Yeah, like how dare you? And bring your dumb mom in here too who said you could sing. Because I need to tell that bitch off too. Like that's, you don't want me on there, okay? Because I'd be canceled so fast. Because it's crazy. And he hit it. And Simon with that British. The only thing better than.
He gets away with it too.
The only thing better would have been better than Simon would have been if like Simon was Jamaican. Then it would have been like, oh, you think you're singing? This boy think he can sing? You know, it would have been like even better. But yeah, it's gone. You know, it's like,
too sensitive.
To me, it's like you know it when you see it too.
Yeah.
Like you can't define what is oversensitive. You just know it when you see it.
Yeah.
And I think this thing with Taylor Swift is her being too sensitive. I mean, it's like, it's just a joke based off what she's put out there.
Yeah. Also, you can't be
all
mad
your
about
breakup songs. All
made
your-
you millions. You're when you break it down, that's what she's upset. You're being mad at yourself for being shitty in relationships and getting dumped or dumping,
dude,
and
I
then writing songs about it. That's probably why she dated in the first place.
Final story, because I know we have to go. I was in Mel's Diner with Ian Edwards one night. Okay, and there was a gaggle of chicks making noise, yapping.
Yeah,
Yeah. We see two really rough, like, we see two guys, they weren't rough looking, but they were put together like, that guy probably kills people. Like, ooh, it was like a, they were bodyguards, okay? All right, in walks Harry Styles and his friend. I say to Ian, that looks like the dude from One Direction.
Yeah.
You know? And I sneak take a picture just to make sure. And I looked, I was like, I had my watch at the time. I had a,
take a picture?
I had the Samsung watch. I took a picture and I looked, I said, yep, that's Harry Styles. He's sitting at the table with the girls. We're talking, you know, and then we start talking with the security guys.
Yeah.
Because we're two cool older dudes, you know, that these guys knew we. They assessed that we ain't a threat.
Yeah. By the way, security at Mel's Diner?
Yeah. So Harry Styles slams on the table because he's fighting with one of the girls. Bow. And then they're just like, Harry. You know, it was a whole thing, right? And I'm like, oh, shit, it's going down over there. Okay, girls get up to go to the bathroom. The guys get up. Well, you know why? Because it was Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was at the table acting up with Harry Styles. They were having a fight. Okay? So, in front of all these people.
At Mel's
Diner. Mel's Diner on Sunset. All right?
The most chill, calm.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying
is,
it's like,
pop star fights.
It's like, come on. Like, you know, this is your ex you're having a fight with. And so, like, if I'm, you know, it's like, they just made a joke. Like, you're an easy target.
Yeah.
Because you got millions of dollars.
And you're fighting in diners, bitch.
You can take it. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be able to take it.
Yeah.
When they're going to think about the jokes they can write about people, who can we write about? Let's write about the people that have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Let's write about the people who have everything.
Who do they want her to go after?
Who should they go after?
Somebody sleeping under freeways on feet? Yeah, like, take, you know what I mean?
Like,
it's like,
you're supposed to be the one that's like, I get it.
Comes with the territory.
It comes with the territory.
You make
man,
a certain, you get in a certain tax bracket.
It would be like a president getting upset at late night talk show hosts for every joke.
Yeah.
You know, then they just come on TV. They tweet out, you know, well, one of them did.
I feel like that.
Trump actually did that.
I was just going to say, I feel like that
Trump
happened.
Trump actually did that. He actually did it. You know, and how stupid did he look?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not this. Look at this fake talk show host. Taylor Swift is no better than Donald Trump answering her Twitter like that.
Wow.
How do you feel? I can't tell the difference between Trump or Taylor Swift.
Now I would love for T Swift or Trump to be on Riffin' with Griffin, Eric's podcast, just to hear them on the singing mic when shit starts.
Well, she'd be great, but I'd love, but Trump be the funniest.
Woo, 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 woo.
What if he was great at it?
What if he quietly has a dope voice?
Oh,
and
I
he
know.
Somehow, that's
what he really wanted to do, and he comes out with an album.
Yeah, and dude, and it's like good enough. It's not like Vin Diesel, like.
I could just see all the songs he would, like, it's like Willie. You know, Willie Nelson has a song called "That Shit Ain't Right," and he's talking about gay people.
What?
Yeah, dude, look it up. Willie Nelson got a song called "That Shit Ain't Right." So it's like, that's the kind of music, dude, Trump will make.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Also, you know, we should have built the wall earlier. Willie Nelson got to a certain.
Yeah, you get all of Trump's classics. For just $19.95, you get Trump, you know.
Pelosi put the fly on Pence's head. Pelosi put the fly. Let's put her to bed. Yeah. Yeah, it's all like, or maybe it's all like based on like musicals. Like there's like, you know, and, you know, remember this one? It's from the hit musical Les Mis, you know, like Storming the Capitol. Oh, my God. Or maybe he just covers classics.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anyway, the point is.
I love you.
Sensitivity.
It's too much.
Like I said, I don't mind sensitivity. I just don't like the weaponization of it, all right? Be sensitive. You're allowed to have feelings, but when you use your feelings to now then attack others based off your own perception, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, we already stopped. We're going to edit that out. But, Eric, so Riffin' with Griffin is the pod.
Riffin' with Griffin. And you can find me on Twitch daily, Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch.
I want to hop on Twitch just to...
And I put those videos on YouTube sometimes, too. So, you know, I got some fun there. I have videos with Bobby, videos with Jeremiah.
Oh, dope.
You know, I have some...
So if I just get a headset and log into, what, PS or Xbox? What is it?
You mean for you to
Twitch,
stream
to game with you? No, to hop on with you.
Oh, no, you don't have to. All you got to do is just, you have a headset. Yeah, you just...
get a headset.
Well, yeah. And it's great for me because, I always tell my girl, I'm making money, baby.
That's amazing. Yeah, you are. And touring a little bit or no?
I'm going to start. Okay, I told him after this Arizona, I said to my guy, I call my guy.
I'm ready.
Book me.
Oh, great, dude.
I'm ready to get out there. Fuck, book me.
Another guy to take gigs for me. All right.
Cut to me in 3 months and I'm just sick from COVID or some shit. But I'm taking 4 COVID tests.
Enough.
I feel like, oh, come on, man. I feel like I had it a year ago anyway.
Oh, you're going to be that guy.
I did. I was in New York. Right. And she was really sick. And I felt like, did I get sick? Maybe we already had it. Who knows?
The amount of people that are pulling that card, though. The amount of girls that I've heard that are just like, I was blinking a lot last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I stand up to pee now. I'll work it out on stage.
Please. On your own time, please.
I love you. Thanks for being here. Good night, everybody.